Now, I am joined by Marie Phelan, Tourism and Development Officer with Tipperary County Council. And the Shure Blue is getting a nice little fillet of money, Marie.
That's right, Tony. We've had 5.6 million invested in the Blue Way to date. So we've been working on it now since 2012. So it's been a 7-year project.
And just for those who may not be familiar with the area, can you paint a geographical picture for us of where the Shure Blue Way actually is?
Yes. So the Shure Blue Way is a 53-kilometre paddling trail and a 21-kilometre walking and cycling trail in South Tipperary. And the paddling trail starts in the picturesque town of Care, and it goes through the villages of Ardfinnan and Newcastle, and then through Clonmel, on through Kilsheelan, and finishes in Carrick-on-Shure. The cycling and walking trail actually starts in Clonmel, and you have 21 kilometres of beautiful cycling along the riverbank all the way to Carrick-on-Shure.
Yeah, you're heading down towards the Waterford border there, really, aren't you?
Oh, very much so, yes. You're actually, the whole trail, particularly between Clonmel and Carrick, runs along the Waterford border.
Anybody, I suppose, listening this morning would be familiar with Clonmel because it's the home of Bulmers.
That's right. And we have a very exciting project with Bulmers that we're working on at the moment as well, to open a Bulmers visitor experience. But that's at quite early stages at the moment. But we have very exciting plans for the development of tourism in Tipperary.
Now, John Tracy, a man from Villierstown, actually, in County Waterford, the chief executive of Sport, and he opened the Blue Way for you. And he, I think he had some pretty interesting things to say at the opening, didn't he, Marie?
Oh, he did, and it was very generous of him to give us his time to come and do that. He was applauding the communities all along the route for supporting the development of the Blue Way, and he was talking about how much the economic impact can benefit those communities and indeed the people living along the Blue Way. Already we've had one new bike hire company set up in Carrick-on-Shure called Blue Way Bike Hire, and we're looking forward to more, I suppose, investment in the area in the coming years. He was also talking about the types of tourists who come to Blue Ways and, I suppose, how long they like to stay, what they like to do. And I suppose the biggest activity that they enjoy doing is the walking and also the paddling. And I suppose he was also talking about how it appeals to the international visitor. So, you know, overall, a Blue Way product in Tipperary, I mean, it's such a welcome product to have. It's something else for people to do when they get here, along with all of the other attractions that we have. You know, in Care, we have our Care Castle. We have our Swiss Cottage, which is really unique. We have Ormond Castle in Carrick-on-Shure. But the Blue Way allows us to tie all of these attractions in together and to be able to, I suppose, really follow the experience from start to finish by doing lots of other things that, as well as recreation along the route.
Now, looking at some of the figures, Marie, Tourism Ireland must be working very hard because half of your visitors, or almost half of them, 49%, so I mean, that's half in any man's English, are overseas visitors.
Yes, Tipperary, and Tipperary actually attracts a lot of visitors from the US. I think that we, because of our built heritage, and also I think we're slightly off the beaten track, that we attract a lot of tourists to the Rock of Cashel and to Care Castle. And I suppose one of the things with this project and with any of the new tourism developments that we're working on is trying to create a stickiness where we can cluster our products so that the visitor will stay for longer.
Now, something that has become very popular with Irish people in the last 4, maybe 5 years are these midweek breaks, and as I say, it has become extremely popular with people who seem to be able to arrange to get a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday or whatever off. For accommodation for people looking to go down and experience the Shure Blue Way, what's the accommodation situation along the trail?
Yeah, we have a lot of different types of accommodation. There are some lovely hotels in Care and Clonmel and Carrick-on-Shure, but we also have a range of B&B options and self-catering options. And they range from, you know, old country houses to the more modern experience as well. So if you can check out tipperary.com, which is our website, there's a full list of all the accommodation and all of the things to see and do in the area.
Marie, can I put it to you that you're going to have a busy time ahead of you? Because if you ask anybody in relation to tourism in Tipperary, they'll say, oh, the Rock of Cashel. Mm-hmm. And it kind of stops at that. And then you say, well, what else is in Tipperary? Well, they'll tell you high-intensity agriculture, particularly dairy, and a huge beef sector as well, and horse racing. And other than that, then they start to scramble and dig around for stuff like that. The tourism side of it maybe isn't being pushed as strongly as it should be.
I think that that certainly was the case up until more recent years. In 2015, we set up Tipperary Tourism. And since then, we have been working very closely with the tourism providers around the county to get our message out there that Tipperary is a tourism destination that has a lot more to offer. And I suppose we can't ignore the fact that the Rock of Cashel has 375,000 visitors a year. And I suppose what we're trying to do is work with Cashel and the other attractions in Tipperary to leverage off that and to make people stay for longer. But also, you're right, to get people to know what else there is in Tipperary. I mean, we obviously have the lovely Loch Derg up in the north of the county. We have the Munster Vales and all the very strong walking product. Like, we have a very, we have over 100 well-developed walks ranging from short loops to longer, long-distance ways. And just getting that awareness out there, we have been working on that in the last few years. We're currently redeveloping Tipperary.com, and we'll have a website coming out in the next couple of months. We've been working on promotional literature as well. We also have a lovely experience in Feathered, and Feathered is the oldest medieval town in Ireland with the most intact walls. It's actually still a walled town. And last year, they opened up a new museum there called Feathered Horse Country Experience, and it looks at the whole equine heritage of Tipperary, and it's very close to the Blue Way. It's only a 20-minute drive away. And as part of those, as part of a trip to the Feathered Horse Country Experience in the summer months, you can actually take a trip into Coolmore Stud and actually see the likes of Galileo. So we're trying to take those unique assets of Tipperary and allow visitors to access them and really experience them and understand the history and stories that Tipperary has to offer as well.
Yeah, for anybody who hasn't seen or been in Coolmore Stud, it is absolutely something. I mean, it literally, it's mind-blowing, isn't it, Marie?
Oh, it would blow you away. And for anybody who maybe doesn't have a huge interest in horses, it's still well worth a trip because you will learn so much about what is involved in the whole industry. And you'll come away and you'll have so much of a better understanding of what you're looking at and hearing about. It really is. It's amazing.
Yeah, and of course, it should be pointed out to people, it's a huge employer in the region as well, you know.
It is, absolutely. It really is.
Since the founding of Tipperary Tourism, I'm not too sure how you were fixed with figures prior to that, but can you give us some idea, since it was founded, of the how the numbers of tourists have increased over the years?
I don't have those figures to hand, although I know we were looking at 2013 figures last week, and we have had an increase in over 100,000 overall visitors in between 2013 and 2017. 2017 are our most recent figures that we have access to. So it varies between the domestic and the international visitor. But I think for Tipperary, one of the most interesting things is we are attracting more overseas tourists than our neighbours, even Kilkenny. So we are interrogating those figures at the moment and just making sure that our marketing plans are targeted in the right way. So for this year, Tipperary Tourism are focusing a lot of our marketing on the Dublin market, actually, because we recognise the importance of the domestic market and how close Tipperary is to Dublin for that midweek trip or that weekend trip, or even in some cases for a day trip. If you're only going as far as Loch Derg, it's only over an hour. So we do look at the trends and try and make sure that what we're doing aligns to the trends and aligns to the visitor needs.
Yeah, and that's a very, very important point as well, Marie, because, I mean, figures will show that while it is a huge boost to the economy, that Dublin is almost at saturation point when it comes to tourism. And, you know, that with the road infrastructure in the country, that to get people out of the city, there is so much in which now, and I'm not being disrespectful to the Premier County, but with the road infrastructure, it's almost in the hinterland of Dublin now.
Well, this is it. I suppose one of the selling points for Tipperary is it is so close to Dublin, but also the fact that the infrastructure is so good means you can base yourself in Tipperary. And we have a lot of German tourists who do this, who would base themselves, they stay for longer, they would stay for 10 days typically, and they wouldn't just visit the sites in Tipperary, they would take in Cork, they would take in the Cliffs of Moher, Kilkenny. So we're trying to, I suppose, sell ourselves on that basis as well, that you can come to Tipperary, you get a really authentic experience, you meet local people, you see what rural Ireland is really like, but you can also access all of these other destinations while you're there.
And that's very important because, you know, there is so much absolute natural beauty throughout this country, and you know we really should be selling it more because it is without doubt it's a growth industry. It is there. It doesn't have to be provided. Yes, maybe certain slight infrastructure changes or facility changes might be needed in some places, and it's an employer.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's the beauty of the Blue Way as well, because the Sure Blue Way, it gives people access to nature and to, it is about wellness, because when you get onto that Blue Way, you know, it might be 7-8 kilometres before you can get back off it again. You are with nature, you're beside the river or you're on the river, and you feel like you're in a whole different world. You can't hear traffic, you're not going to meet a huge amount of people, and it is an employer, because when the infrastructure is put in place, and you know we have spent 5.6 million on the infrastructure along the Blue Way, it allows then for local people to think about creative ideas in the way that they can use this infrastructure. So we're starting with the Blue Way bike hire, but the possibilities are endless, and our door is open. We're looking to talk to people who are interested in setting up a business along the Blue Way.
And with that in mind, Marie, for people listening this morning who want to find out more about it and to educate themselves and take a trip, where do they go? Where can they get all the info in relation to the Sure Blue Way and Tipperary in general?
And Tipperary in general, our main website is tipperary.com. When you go on there, there is a page dedicated to the Sure Blue Way, but tipperary.com will give you all the information about the entire county. I would encourage you as well to follow Visit Tipperary on Instagram, on Facebook, because really our Instagram and our Facebook, especially Instagram, it gives you the images, it shows you the beauty of the Golden Vale and the county that we have, and it inspires you to come here.
And indeed, of course, for anybody of a certain persuasion, no trip to Tipperary could be complete without a visit to Hayes' Hotel in Thurles. Isn't that right, Marie?
Absolutely, 100%.
And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, that is where the GAA was first founded. Maria Phelan, Tourism Development Officer with Tipperary County Council. Maria, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I will follow your progress with great interest.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
It was indeed our pleasure. Now then, that was Maria Phelan, Tourism Development Officer with Tipperary County Council. So check it out there, folks. As I said, as she told you herself, you don't even have to believe me. It's only an hour down the road.